the people lie when they say that Zimbabwe was the breadbasket of the SADC. Look at how much Zimbabwe was exporting and importing between 1980 and 1999. There were four major droughts in that 19-year period. And there were about two or three years when there were localized harvest failures, they call them droughts, mid-season. So what it tells you is that there's about 7 years where we were exported. In two of the years, we exported something significant to write home about. You know, maize I'm talking about, right? Like something like 300 and something thousand tons, which is the extra above our grain. Huh? In the other year or two or three of them that we were exporting, it was something like 100,000, 50,000 tons. You know, it is not a lot of export. It is a small surplus. But in terms of food, the country which was feeding the region is South Africa, not Zimbabwe. Up to now. And it's GMO maize that because they use GMO and we don't. If we produce GMO maize, we'll be producing more than the food that we need. So the comparison that is being made about success or failure, about production, and so all of it is totally, there are so many variables that are missing, and this is why. And many average readers don't look into that.